WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many public radio stations are fundraising this week and are using this time for a pledge break. For those of you hearing our show uninterrupted, we continue with our special series from rock historian Ed Ward on the American cities that gave us rock and roll. Today we look at Memphis.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
Chuck Berry wasn't from Memphis, but by the time he recorded his famous song about it, the city had enough rock and roll cachet to make a listener assume that he really did have a wife and kid down there. Memphis is one of those places where rock and roll was inevitable. As the place where the country's cotton was brokered, it was the metropolis of the Mississippi Delta to the south. Memphis had a thriving black music scene in the 20s. Robert Johnson, the Memphis Jug Band, Memphis Minnie, and hundreds of others played there. After World War II, though, it really took off, thanks to a young radio engineer, Sam Phillips, who opened its first decent recording studio, and thanks to the talent show at the Palace Theater, there was no shortage of talent. King was the first star to emerge from post-war Memphis, from a loose-knit group called the Beale Streeters, whose ranks also included the tragic Johnny Ace, Roscoe Gordon, and Junior Parker.
Well, that long black train carried my baby home.
Mystery Train was one of the first successes for Sam Phillips after he decided to go into the record business on his own, calling his label Sun. He still used his studio to record artists for other labels, but it was the success of Howlin' Wolf, who recorded there, that convinced Sam to go into business for himself. He had an open-door policy. For $3, you could make your own record. Maybe, he thought, that would bring someone interesting in the door.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you. My happiness.
It did. Elvis Presley was the talent Sam had been looking for, and within a few months of his walking into Sun, he'd revolutionized American music.
Well, I heard you knew that's good to rock it tonight. Well, I heard you knew that's good to rock it tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby till as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty lottie man.
Sun went on to record many more rockabillies, like Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Sonny Burgess, pioneering country talents like Johnny Cash, and unclassifiables like Charlie Rich. But by the time Sun began to fail, another label had popped up across town. Like Sun, Stax Records had its first success with some white kids who liked black music, in this case, the Marquees. But by initially avoiding the funky down-home blues that Memphis was famous for, It helped to invent modern soul music. Sun also attracted competition. A label called Moon, for instance, and another label called High, which began by recording rockabillies, but successfully made the transition to soul, thanks to a wise band leader named Willie Mitchell, who created a sound that was, in its own way, as distinctive as Sun's had been.
What a beautiful time had together. Now it's getting late and we must leave each other.
With stars like Al Green, High became as important to the 70s as Sun had been to the 50s and Stax to the 60s. But poverty took its toll on Memphis. The cotton business had long since gone elsewhere. The local black community had less money to spend on entertainment, and disco moved the focus of black music north to Philadelphia. There's still talent in Memphis, but it makes less of an impact these days. That doesn't keep the crowds away from Elvis' mansion, Graceland, or B.B. King's club on Beale Street, though. They're still searching for the magic that happened in Memphis.
Rock historian Ed Ward, this is Fresh Air.